This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you on the evening edition. Sean Tunnis joins us. Now, in today's market wrap, we have a story brought to you by Renault focusing on industrial enhancements that elevate your luxury. Now, the government has initiated road construction projects using rubber for the first time in Malaysia. They're expected to be rolled out in stages starting in Johor by year end. Now, this follows the success of a pilot project in Perak last year. Now, what excites me about this move is that we can finally see a reduction in potholes and cracks on the road.
What you said is just music to ears of all road users.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
And this particular technology, it's called CMA, or better known as rubberized roads. It's not new. In fact, if you go to Thailand, the 15-year-old roads are still in good condition.
Wow.
Because they use this method.
Right.
And the current conventional roads here, they need high maintenance and must be resurfaced every 4 to 5 years, which is coincidentally a nice time marker for elections. So, but what this means, more contracts, more expenses, more congestions due to repair works. And then you look at CMA roads, they last for 10 to 15 years. So clearly this is a no-brainer.
Well, I guess the cost of rubberized roads is obviously higher. We saw comments on social media when this was announced, right? Some netizens were wondering if all these additional costs would fall on the people, I guess in the form of increased road taxes and things like that.
I don't think that's a concern at all, because rubber roads only cost 15 to 20% more than conventional roads. And that's really not a lot, considering it doubles the lifespan of the product itself. And it's very economical in the long run. In fact, rubber roads save costs for the road users as well, because studies have shown that they minimize repair for vehicles. They also reduce vehicle noise by up to 5 decibels. And the roads can also bear heavier loads, and they are resistant to high temperatures. So I don't see why anyone would even complain about this.
Right. What's more, I think this will be a major boost for the plantation and rubber industry.
Absolutely. Because for every 1 kilometre of road, right, you need to mix 4.2 tonnes of rubber with bitumen and asphalt. That's a lot of rubber.
It is a lot of rubber.
And in fact, the government said the answer to reverse declining rubber price is by implementing this project, because it will increase the use of domestic rubber. So if you look at Thailand itself, the volume of rubber used for road construction last year was worth over 45 million ringgit. So imagine the yield for our rubber industry, considering we are only starting this project. We have so much of roads to cover.
Elevate your luxury. Introducing the new Renault Koleo Signature. Visit a Renault showroom near you today.
Moving on to stocks, Tenaga Nasional Berhad is the top gainer on Bursa today. Tell us more.
Yes, this comes as the company turned ex-dividend today. Last month, TNB announced a one-month net profit of some 604 million ringgit. TNB closed up 0.35% at 15 ringgit 70 cent.
Thank you, Sean Tunnis, for that market wrap. We've got Name That Tune coming your way, so don't go anywhere. This is the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.